As thousands of people poured slowly into the UW-Madison Library Mall, peace activist Joy First of Monona stood about 50 yards from the entrance, passing out leaflets calling for an end to the war in Afghanistan.
I really don't like President Obama very much. I don't think he's doing a very good job. I think he's not doing any better a job than Bush did, honestly. Guantanamo's still open. We're still in two illegal and immoral wars.
A handful of fellow activists stood beside First holding signs reading, "Support the troops, bring them home." After the president's speech, a group of young Republicans held a mock satirical news conference in front of the state capitol. They called themselves Billionaires for Obama. First to the podium was a young man dressed to look like the left-leaning billionaire George Soros.
What makes Barack Obama particularly masterful is his ability to spin legislation as good for the average taxpayer, even when it's really just good for big corporations and billionaires.
The president of the Dane County Young Republicans, Sharla Halverson, says the event was meant to poke fun at what she calls Obama's hypocrisy.
He talks about the poor, he talks about the small companies, he talks about helping them. But the stimulus packages and everything he does as far as tax breaks that he does give out there always go to the big corporations. Obama is George Soros' puppet.
That argument was not well received by one of the six people who turned out for this event. An avid Democrat walking back to his car from the Obama rally stopped and tried to shout down the billionaires at the podium. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.